Welcome to It All Ties Together. Today's episode is brought to you by Majestic Parachutes, LLC. After 38 class action lawsuits, still going strong. I want to toss in a quick word of introduction for this one. Over the decades of my life, I've learned not to dismiss anything that's outside of the usual. If something seems out of the ordinary enough to catch your attention, take note of it. File it away, because most of the time the road to identifying something highly unusual is composed of small, seemingly unrelated things that are out of place. This is a very quick episode. Mowgli, who has been on the podcast before, relayed a story of something that is just unusual, nothing conclusive, but I'm learning not to dismiss stories that people relate to me. So, Mowgli, welcome back.
Thank you.
And so all I need you to do is just tell me what you told me.
Well, there was one time, my school that I go to is about 5 minutes away from my house. And it's at night, it's quiet. There's not a lot of cars that go through there. It's next to a field. There's an open sky. It's a pretty view whenever I'm tired or I just want to talk with God or something. But about a month ago, there was one time that I went up there. It was about 8 o'clock at night. I didn't change anything. I normally just go up there and just turn my car around and sit on the road back by like an open field with a barbed wire fence that with some trees growing around it. Our field is right next to private property that has been in forever. So on one side, there's the building, and then on the other side, there's just an open field with one house. And there's more houses now. But anyway, I went up there, and I turned my car off, and I was just sitting there on the hood. I just, like I do every other time I go there. This time, after about 30 minutes of me sitting there on the hood of my car, I heard a noise. And at first, I thought it might have been a rabbit or a squirrel or something. I'd never heard it before, but it just sounded like something crunching through the leaves, through the back behind the barbed wire fence with the trees growing.
And this is January, just for quick context. So at 8 o'clock, it's pitch black.
Yeah.
It's dark outside.
Yeah, it was really dark.
Okay.
I couldn't see anything. And my headlights were off. I turned my headlights on after hearing the noise for a little bit. But yes, it was dark. So I heard the noise, and at first, like, I thought it was a squirrel or a rabbit. Then I heard it again. Well, it disappeared after I first heard it, and it came back about 5 minutes later. But I noticed that it didn't quite sound like a rabbit. It was the same exact noise as last time, but I wasn't paying attention enough to realize the kind of noise that it was. And it sounded very heavy, like it was something with mass to it. It wasn't light steps or light taps on the ground or anything. It was pretty heavy foot or hoof. I don't know what it was, but I figured it might be a deer after that, except that it didn't move. It didn't appear to move anywhere. It was almost like it was sitting, like turning around in a circle or walking in a circle. It didn't go anywhere. It didn't get any closer or further away from where I was sitting. It was really strange. I've never heard it before. Or I've heard noises, but not like that. So I heard it several times. Like it went on for about 30 minutes until I left.
Was it continually the sound of something walking?
Not continually. There was a noise, and then about 10 minutes. It was about 10 minutes. Well, 5 minutes probably. It felt longer in the moment. Probably about under 5 minutes. It was like intervals that the noise would appear. I would just be sitting there. I didn't move. I didn't do anything. I screamed at it, like I'd not in a mad way or anything, like, "Hello, is anyone there?" Because it sounded human, like the footsteps, and they were methodical. It wasn't random, like someone just stomping. Like, obviously something was moving or stalking or something. But it wasn't a deer, because the footsteps, it was It was almost like it was in movements, like pairs of two. I heard the noise. It was like feet almost. It was really slow, like someone taking really slow steps is exactly what it was like. So it did that for about every 5 minutes. It would go away and then it would come back for about 2 minutes. Then it would go away. I went and got the BB gun. I had a BB gun under my floor mat. So I got that, and then I punctured the CO2 cartridge. And I shot several BBs in that direction. I don't know, whatever it was, the leaves or the bushes. And it didn't go away. It didn't. I didn't have anything to throw at it or anything. I just shot BBs at it. But it didn't go away, and it didn't move. It didn't turn around and walk the other direction, or as I could hear. It just stayed in one. That was the weirdest part. It just stayed in one spot. Like it didn't. It. I don't know. It was very peculiar. That went on for about 30 minutes. And it was, as soon as it started, there was an overwhelming sense of dread that came upon me that I don't often feel. Sometimes I feel it, but not like that. Like kind of like when you have a big show or something coming up and it's like butterflies in your stomach. Well, I mean, like if you were being stalked, that's what it was like. That feeling. I don't often get stalked, I don't think, but it was like an overwhelming sense of dread that came upon me. And it was there the entire time that I was there. And I wasn't scared or anything. It didn't spook me at first. I was like, if this is not of God, then it is no place here. And if it does, then God gave it permission to do that. If it kills me, then so what? I get to go to heaven. I wasn't afraid of it or anything. But about 30 minutes after that, of it happening, of the intervals, like something happened. And I just, not like something physically, but just like something clicked. And I just had to get out of there. I don't know what it was exactly, but I was just like, all right, no, I'm not doing this. So I just got my car and then drove away. I've been back there several times since I last went up there, and I haven't heard it again, but that was just very, very strange encounter with something.
All right. Well, it is what it is, and I appreciate you sharing that. Well, Mowgli, thank you for being here. I appreciate it.
Sure.
And folks, I hope you have a great day. I'll catch you on the next one.